So back when I was a music student, I noticed a weird phenomenon. People who were into this kind of music, those same folks also had a tendency to be into this kind of music. The first example we heard was Megadeth, and this is a Renaissance lute song by the English composer John Dowland. Believe it or not, there's a lot of overlap in these two fan communities, at least in music school. Don't ask me why. But whatever that's about, I think it goes some way toward explaining our next guests. That is Beautiful Weekend, a Boston duo consisting of Joel Rostin and Noel Dorsey. Their new album is called Holy Hype. So, guys, am I getting at something there?
Yeah, for sure.
Never. Yeah. Joel and I both met at a music school in Hartford like about 15 years ago, and he was a classical guitar player and I was a classical voice. But at the same time, we were very much influenced by rock and, especially in Joel's case, metal.
I grew up like going to Beatles conventions, mm-hmm. and then grew up more listening to Metallica.
But I mean, the more obvious comparison with your music is Renaissance lute song.
For sure, yeah. I mean, we love that stuff for sure.
But there's sort of this kind of dark harmonic palette that you guys use that I feel like you're drawing from something much more modern there.
Yeah, well, we both love a lot of, you know, more kind of experimental harmony, whatever you want to call it. Like, all the composers that we love are the kind of 20th century weird people. Noel does a lot of, like, creative vocal improvisational stuff.
Can I have an example?
Something textural, perhaps.
Sure, something like... And mix,
does that seriously just come out of your head?
Yeah.
Do you want to play us a song?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Filter sound and make a lion song. Fortunes like favorites sent to us again, again. Words travel lightly, faster than lightning. Sensational point of view.
That's Beautiful Weekend, Joel Rostin and Noel Dorsey. It's such an odd combination of elements that you guys have going on here. Joel, you have this big Rickenbacker that you're playing like a classical guitar with these parts that sound, again, very European Renaissance. You're singing together in this very haunting, almost kind of medieval vocal tone.
A lot of times Joel will play with a classical guitar. It does actually probably sound even more Ren Fair.
Yeah, Noel's kind of creepy lyrics maybe add a little to it.
Yeah. Can you do something else for us?
Sure. Let's do Stretch.
Stretch.
Stretch the time, peace over the frame.
You guys are going to be playing O'Brien's in Alston on Friday. I just feel like you guys sound really different from what people are expecting when they go to see live music at a bar in Alston.
Oh, yeah. In the beginning, people just would come up to us and be like, why are you making such weird music? And it didn't feel weird to us. Yeah, it was a little dissonant, but we were like, are we really that weird? And we've noticed, though, like, over the years, people are becoming more responsive.
It seems like classical music is kind of crashing into indie rock nowadays.
Sufjan Stevens.
For sure, yeah. I also have no handle on what sounds weird anymore. Like, I listen to the radio, like, top 40 stuff, and I feel like I'm the only person who thinks that music sounds completely crazy, but everyone else seems to think that it sounds.
Taking the time to make sense.
Is that an aesthetic that you actively pursue, or is that just how I'm taking it?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I think also the kind of harmony that we use is we are so inside of that that it's not creepy to us. It's just what our music sounds like, and it's the kind of stuff that we enjoy. I mean, yes, I can see how it sounds super creepy for sure, but it doesn't feel that way to necessarily play it.
So you guys have a CD release party coming up?
Yeah, April 14th. That's at PA's Lounge.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Do you want to play us out on something?
Sure.
Let's do Dynamite.
Okay.
This is not what I meant when I asked for your time.
Beautiful Weekend is Joel Rostin and Noel Dorsey. Their new album is called Holy Hype. More information is at WBUR.org. And that's it for our show today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. All Things Considered is up next. I'm Adam Ragusa. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.